עושה שלום במרומיו, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. ואמרו, אמרו אמן, יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל. יעשה שלום, יעשה שלום, שלום עלינו.
Not that I bring to you more of the Jewish identity in America. I tell you what, a very, very interesting look at how the Jewish community is identifying themselves. This is, and that's what I like about this. This is self-identity. This isn't what other people are saying about Jews. This is what the Jewish community is saying about themselves. And again, I'm bringing this to you courtesy of Pew Research. One of the things that they notice is that compared with Jews by religion, Jews of no religion, also commonly called secular or cultural Jews, are not only less religious, but also much less connected to Jewish organizations and much less likely to be raising their children Jewish. More than 90% of Jews by religion who are currently raising minor children in their home say that they are raising those children Jewish or partially Jewish. In stark contrast, the survey finds that 2/3 of Jews of no religion say they are not raising their children Jewish or even partially Jewish, either by religion or aside from religion. That is interesting to me because I would have thought that, you know, most cultures, most groups would have been really, really gung-ho about teaching their nature, teaching their children their culture. Of course, if you have fourth generation, fifth generation Jewish Americans, they may consider America their culture, and it may not be that important to them to teach the culture of Israel, for example. But anyway, intermarriage is a related phenomenon. The research says that it's much more common among secular Jews in the survey than among Jews by religion, intermarriage, that is. 79% of married Jews of no religion have a spouse who is not Jewish, compared with 36% among Jews by religion, or Jews who are religious. And intermarried Jews, like Jews of no religion, are much less likely to be raising their children in the Jewish faith. Nearly all Jews who have a Jewish spouse say that they are raising their children as Jewish by religion. In fact, 96% of them are. Among Jews with a non-Jewish spouse, 20% say that they are raising their children Jewish by religion, and 25% are raising their children partly Jewish by religion. Roughly 37% of intermarried Jews who are raising children say they are not raising those children Jewish at all. Any surprises there for any of you? Or is this pretty much what you would have expected? Those of you who are of the Jewish community, are these numbers sounding about what you would have thought? Intermarriage rates seem to have risen substantially over the last 5 decades. Among Jewish respondents who have gotten married since 2000, nearly 6 in 10 have a non-Jewish spouse. Among those who got married in the 1980s, roughly 4 in 10 have a non-Jewish spouse. And among Jews who got married before 1970, just 17% have a non-Jewish spouse. So you can see how the rates for intermarriage are steadily going up for the Jewish community in America. It's not unclear whether being married, intermarried, tends to make U.S. Jews less religious, or being less religious tends to make U.S. Jews more inclined to intermarry, or some of both. Whatever the causal connection, the survey finds a strong association between secular Jews and religious intermarriage. In some ways, the association seems to be circular or reinforcing, especially when child rearing is added into the picture. Married Jews of no religion are much more likely than married Jews by religion to have non-Jewish spouses. Jews who have non-Jewish spouses are much less likely than those married to fellow Jews to be raising children as Jewish by religion, and much more likely to be raising children as partially Jewish, Jewish by not, but not by religion, or not Jewish at all. Furthermore, Jews who are the offspring of intermarriages appear themselves to be more likely to intermarry than Jews with two Jewish parents. The survey also shows that Reform Judaism continues to be the largest Jewish denominational movement in the United States. 35% of all U.S. Jews identify with the Reform movement. 18% identify with Conservative Judaism, 10% identify with Orthodox Judaism, and 6% with a variety of smaller groups, such as the Reconstructionist and the Jewish Renewal movements. About 3 in 10 American Jews, including 19% of Jews by religion and 2/3 of Jews of no religion, say that they don't identify with any particular Jewish denomination. Though Orthodox Jews constitute the smallest of the three major denominational movements, they're much younger, on average, and tend to have much larger families than the overall Jewish population. This suggests that their share of the Jewish population will grow. In the past, high fertility in the U.S. Orthodox community has been at least partially offset by a low retention rate. Roughly half of the survey respondents who were raised as Orthodox Jews say that they are no longer Orthodox. But the fall off from Orthodoxy appears to be declining and is significantly lower among 18 to 29-year-olds, our millennials, 17%, than among older people. Within all three denominational movements, most of the switching is in the direction of less traditional Judaism. The survey finds that approximately 1/4 of people who were raised Orthodox have since become conservative or Reform Jews, while 30% of those raised conservative have become Reform Jews, and 28% of those raised Reform have left the ranks of Jews by religion entirely. Much less switching is reported in the opposite direction. For example, just 7% of Jews raised in the Reform movement have become conservative or Orthodox, and just 4% of those raised in conservative Judaism have become Orthodox. I tell you, it's interesting to see how changes can be made, and I'm wondering how much of this has to do with where our Jewish community is by age. There are some key findings of the Pew Research Center's survey, and they're conducted on landlines and cell phones among 3,475 Jews across the country from February 20 through June 13th of 2013. So this is very, very current. There's a statistical margin of error for the full Jewish sample of plus or minus 3 percentage points. I want to share some more with you when it comes to emotional attachment to Israel. You know, particularly in the conservative evangelical movement, there's a lot of emphasis placed on making sure that we really push support of Israel. And a lot of people like to point out how the scriptures say that, the people will be blessed who support and bless Israel. And it's interesting to find out what kind of attachment some of the people who are Jewish have to when it comes to their attitudes about Israel. And so continuing this look at the Jewish identity in America, one of the questions that the Pew Research survey asked of the Jewish members of the country who responded to the survey is, how emotionally attached are you to Israel? And the option answer choices that they had are very attached, somewhat, not very or not at all, or don't know or simply refuse to respond. So how emotionally attached are you to Israel? And this is the way American Jews responded. 30% said that they're very attached. 36% Those who are Jews by religion say that they are very attached, emotionally attached. 12% of those who say that they are Jews of no religion say that they are very emotionally attached to Israel. Net Jews who say that they're very emotionally, or rather somewhat emotionally attached, 39%. 40% of the Jews by religion say that they are emotionally attached, somewhat emotionally attached to Israel. 33% who identify themselves as Jews of no religion say that they are somewhat emotionally attached to the nation of Israel. 31% of those who are net Jews say that they are not very emotionally attached, or they're not at all emotionally attached to Israel. 23% of Jews by religion say that they are not very or not at all emotionally attached. 55% of Jews of no religion say that they are not very or not at all emotionally attached. And then of those who are net Jewish and those who are Jews by religion, in both of those categories, 1% say that either they don't know or they refuse to respond. And then the question was asked, have you been to Israel? Net Jews, 43% said yes. Jews by religion, 49% said yes. Jews of no religion, 23% said yes. Of those who net Jews, 57% said no, I have not been to Israel. Jews by religion, 51% said no, they have not been to Israel. Jews of no religion, 77% said no, I have not been to Israel. We know that there is quite a bit of controversy when it comes to the wars, the battles that we hear about that are taking place in the Jewish settlements around Israel, particularly when it comes to what's happening in Palestine. So the survey respondents were asked about their thoughts when it comes to the impact of continued building of Jewish settlements on Israel's security. How does the continued building of Jewish settlements impact Israel's security? The NAT Jewish community says 17% of them say that it helps, 44% says it hurts, 29% says it makes no difference. Of those who are Jews by religion, 19% say that the continued building of the Jewish settlements helps Israel's security, 40% say it hurts, 31% says it makes no difference. And of those who are Jews of no religion, and again, some interesting responses, 9% says the continued building of the Jewish settlements helps. 56% say it hurts. 21% says it makes no difference. Very interesting question. I think that a lot of Christians and Jews will be interested in this one. And others who, even Muslims, who claim Abraham as father. Here's the question. Believe God gave Israel to the Jewish people. Of the NET Jews, 40% say yes, 27% say no. Of the Jews by religion, 47% say yes, 27% say no. Of those who are Jews of no religion, 16% say yes, 27% say no. So are you surprised that 27% of each of those categories say no? I don't believe God gave Israel to the Jewish people. Well, stay with me. More Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. coming up in just a moment.